Good afternoon, Jeff. How are you?
Are you new here?
Yes, first year rookie, 2002.
You just talk about getting started, you know, again, another camp, start of a camp, start of the whole journey again.
Exciting, as always. We played a great season last year, made a great run, won 20 games in a row, being up 2-0 in the conference finals. And of course, we faced a team that was very good, very talented, made more shots than us, they beat us. And, you know, that's how life is. Sometimes you're going to win, sometimes you're not. But here we come again and we have a great opportunity. Same group, exactly same group, plus Nando. And we'll see how it goes. But we are all excited and ready to go for a full 82-game season.
Pop called what happened in those last four games identity theft. He said the team lost its identity.
Mm-hmm, that's what he said, yeah. he told us too. He showed us a little video too, and we talked about it. And yes, they played so much better in the last four games. We didn't share the ball as well, but also because of the way they play D. But if you watch the games again, everything was decided by a couple shots here and there. Durant got hot in one. In the other one, I remember Harden making a crazy step back three. If those shots could have been on our side, we were talking about something different now. So it's the way it goes. Of course, we could have done much better in those four games. But, you know, we got opponents and they watch film too and they are talented and they can score. So. Yeah, of course, it was a frustration at the point. But if you think about the feeling about the whole season, how we did and what we accomplished, I really can't say it's negative.
Pop showed you that Thunder video today? Or
a little bit.
Recently?
A little bit, recently.
Yeah,
he wanted us to be fired up, knowing that we were very close and we let it go. So I think it helps.
He said he hadn't gotten over it. You sound more like you have. You said it's the way it goes.
I have to. You know, we got a 82-game season ahead of us. We know, as I said before, we let a huge opportunity get away. But now we got to start, in my head, I got to start building to get another opportunity like that. So tomorrow we start training camp full steam and trying to get as good as we were at that point.
Mario, you told me last year that you always believe that this team has an opportunity to win a championship. How much does Kawhi Leonard get into that mix? How important PC is
He's been a huge addition. I really didn't know what he was going to give us because I'd never seen him play. But after his rookie season, you can tell that he got the instincts, he can play, he got the ability to do very well in any team, but of course in this one particularly because of the way he plays and his position. So he's been one of the players that made us give a jump, a quality jump.
You know, David Robinson and Malik used to say the same thing about this Argentinian guy they picked up. Are you surprised at how quickly the years go by and you're the old man talking about young guys?
Yes, I am kind of surprised, buddy. It's also been happening for a while. It's not the first time I speak like this. So, but yeah, it's good to be one of the leaders and try to show the new guys the way to contribute to be big part of our team. And it's a different role, of course, but I take it with pride.
Can you talk about the West a little bit? About the Western Conference?
Tough as always. It's never been easy. There has been seasons where we're all eight teams with four wins. Some others that a team has been so signed so many players and talented, like the Lakers this year, that nobody knows how they're going to play together. Then you have the champion of the West, the Oklahoma City, that are basically the same team. They're young, more mature, so much talent. The Clippers and so many other teams that the Mavericks that you never count them off. So it's always tough. So it's not something that just is happening this year.
Being a contract year, does that change your approach at all going into the season?
No, it's not at all. It never has, and it never will. At this point, I just got one goal. I do this because I love it. I enjoy it, not just because of the money, because it's not my focus right now. If I'm going to play next year, it's highly likely it's going to be here, so I really don't care.
Last time you were in a contract year, you had to basically prove you were healthy. Does that make it a little different this time that you've got some healthier seasons under your belt?
I don't even think that is my last year of a contract. I don't care, to tell you the truth. There's 95% chances that if I keep playing, I'll play here. If it's for a lot of money, a huge amount of money, I don't care. I'm fine with what I earned in my career, and that is not a point of emphasis this year. I just want to play well, help my team make it as far as last year.
How are you physically, rest-wise, coming off the Olympic year where you played this summer?
Actually, this year has been great in that regard because the Olympics were a little earlier. So it helped me not losing shape to get in training camp with Argentina, and it helped me to get a month and a half afterwards. So best of both worlds, good, healthy, excited to be back. So I think I'm fine.
Did you do much basketball-wise in that month and a half break?
I did. I practiced 2-3 times a week with a couple teams in my city, just to, you know, if I do nothing for a month and a half at 35, it's not good. So I just tried to be a little bit in shape, not so as not to lose everything. And besides, because I felt really, really good during the Olympics, so I didn't want to lose everything.
Do you find as you're getting older, it takes more and more to stay in that shape for
Yes, it's harder. A few years ago, if I didn't do anything for a month or 2 months, I didn't care. I just pick it up in a week. And I don't mind that much the basketball stuff, but my body starts, you know, getting weak, my joints and everything. So I gotta keep being active and doing stuff so it's not that hard to feel good in training camp.